Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kershaw Christmas Parade murder suspect Daryl Brooks Jr. made bail twice in Wisconsin this year, despite having a warrant out of Nevada for a sex offense after getting a 15-year-old pregnant. Two separate Wisconsin judges freed him on low-cost bail. Five people were killed, four dozen injured, when it's alleged Mr. Brooks took to the parade on Sunday. Waukesha District Attorney Susan Opper planned to bring formal homicide charges Tuesday afternoon to Mr. Brooks. President Biden said the Department of Energy will release 50 million barrels of oil held in the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve as Americans pay more for gas now than they have in years. Biden also said China, India, Japan, the Republic of Korea, and the United Kingdom will tap their reserves too. The 56-year-old daughter of Malcolm X, Malika Shabazz, was found dead Monday in her Brooklyn, New York home. WABC-TV is reporting the death did not appear to be suspicious. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Australia is taking drastic actions to fight COVID-19.
The Australian Army has begun forcibly removing residents in the Northern Territories to the Howard Springs quarantine camp located in Darwin after 9 new COVID-19 cases were identified in the community of Binjari. Residents of Binjari and Rockhole no longer have the 5 reasons to leave their homes, said Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner.
It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Binjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now.
The move comes after hard lockdowns were instituted in the communities of both Binjari and nearby Rockhole on Saturday night. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Giants 30-10 in Monday Night Football's national broadcast. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With China's overreach in international waters of the China Sea, they have incorporated new tactics. Paul Boardman, chairman of Decouple China PAC, has been focused on the issue and gives USA Radio News an exclusive of the details.
China appears to be upping its regional bullying and abuse of neighboring states to enforce its illegal claim of 80% of the South China Sea. Very likely a negotiating tool for this week's China-Uzun conference, where China is demanding a new code of conduct that supports their claim to control the South China Sea. Curiously, Monday, Chinese President Xi Jinping told leaders of the 10-country Association of Southeast Asia Nations, Uzun, that Beijing would not bully its smaller neighbors amid rising tensions over the South China Sea. Last Thursday, the Philippines condemned, in strongest terms, actions of 3 Chinese Coast Guard vessels that it said blocked and used water cannon on resupply boats headed toward a Philippine-occupied atoll in the South China Sea. The incident came days after President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping held a 3.5-hour virtual meeting. The United States on Friday called Chinese actions in using water cannon against Philippine resupply boats in the South China Sea dangerous, provocative, and unjustified, and warned that an armed attack on Philippine vessels would invoke U.S. mutual defense commitments. The Philippines defense chief said on Sunday a military resupply mission for the country's troops stationed on an atoll in the South China Sea will resume this week after it was aborted last week when it was blocked by the Chinese Coast Guard.
Thank you, Paul. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Trevor Loudon, yes, as promised, a New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, good day to you. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, always good to have you on. Trevor, the jaws of our audience are still in the down and awe position after you came across with a really direct warning to everybody and the revelation that our government is loaded with socialist Marxists. And you didn't say that lacklusterly. You didn't say it as a broad brush statement. Like everything that you pronounce, it is backed by evidence and backed by research.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. Yeah, it is. That's the reality we are right now in a Marxist revolution in this country. Unfortunately, most people don't understand that fact because the mainstream media, with exceptions like yourself, do not tell people.
Right. The thing is that if they'd have gotten their hands on your book, Right House Reds, before the election, they might have a better idea. But it takes a while, and I've had discussions like this with other, investigative reporters. They say, wait a minute, this has been out for 3 years, Peter Schweitzer, for example, talking about Biden Inc. and all the corruption going on in the government. He says, Bill, it's just the nature. It takes a while for it because, the mainstream media, first of all, tries to find a way to disclaim it. And then the weight and power of the truth is such is that eventually they have to come to understand what it is. But, just like they avoided Barack Obama and the clear evidence that demonstrated where Barack Obama was coming from in his announcement that we were going to fundamentally transform America. I mean, fundamentally transform to what? And now, in this modern era, you've got part two of that idea, which is from the World Economic Council, that says you got to build back better. So now you got this great reset happening in America that Joe Biden is championing. And don't think that he came up with this, because we know that he only knows to plagiarize. I don't know if he's had a creative idea on his own ever, but he's borrowed that rallying cry from the World Economic Council of Build Back Better, and that is all a Marxist concept to lead us down the yellow brick road to a one world government, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's redistribution of wealth on not just a local level, a world level, a global level. And so it means that Americans' income and affluence must be leveled to that of the third world, effectively. Mm-hmm. That's what's coming.
Mm-hmm. And think about this, though, think about this for just a second. Do you think there's going to be compliance from communist China and Russia on this World Economic Council? I don't think so.
No, this is only designed to destroy America's economy.
Exactly.
Because Russia and China are working together right now with Cuba and Iran and others to destabilize America in every way they can. The COVID attack was part of that. Black Lives Matter rioting last year that was orchestrated by China. You know, most of what you see happening in the country is directed by outside forces. So the goal is to bring down America because America is the only country standing in the way of worldwide socialism. And it's only just standing right now, just hanging on by a thread.
Exactly. Well, you say that this is all being perpetrated by outside forces, but they've gotten cooperation from the Democratic Party.
Well, they have co-opted the Democratic Party a long time ago. The Democrats have been working with the Soviet Union and now China for 60 years. You know, last year, Trump's intelligence advisor, John Ratcliffe, said the Chinese had compromised so many U.S. congressmen, they could determine which legislation passes through the House and which doesn't. That should shock every American, and that's a fact.
Yeah, so Swalwell was just, the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, when he got caught sleeping with the enemy, and yet nothing happens to him, whereas a Republican congressman sends out a meme, and now he's, he's chastened, and he loses all his committee positions.
Well, that's right, and I'm sorry to hear Paul. This case with Paul Gosar, but I hope it lets him go out like Marjorie Taylor Greene and just raise hell 24 hours a day, because that might be a good thing. But you're right,
exactly.
You know, like Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy, and is still allowed to serve on the Intelligence Committee. You know, there are at least, I say there's at least 100 members of the U.S. House and 25 members of the U.S. Senate who are so involved in China, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, the Communist Party, Democratic Socialists of America, they couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus. But there are no background checks in Congress. There are no security checks or clearances in Congress whatsoever. And our enemies, internal and external, have been taking advantage of that loophole for 50 years now.
And, of course, they have additional cover when you have the President of the United States who's clearly compromised. I mean, between Ukraine and Communist China and his son, Hunter, and, of course, even the diary of his daughter. I mean, this thing's endless, this Biden Inc. fiasco. The rest of these politicians have cover when you've got the President of the United States himself so compromised.
Well, that's right. You know, why did the FBI not go after Hillary Clinton when she was guilty as sin over her service? You know, because that she could be the president. She could destroy them. So when you have a president working for China like Joe Biden, he's there using the CIA, using the FBI, using the Justice Department to suppress conservatives and patriots and protect his own criminal friends, his own criminal and communist friends. So we're in a bad way, and we have to wake up to reality while we still can.
Well, the other thing you're suggesting here, Trevor, is that you've got these institutions, the FBI, IRS, you know, just go down the line, all the three-letter agencies, and they seem to be more fearful of Democrats than they are Republicans, because I didn't see them shaking in their boots when, you know, Donald Trump took over.
Well, that's right, you know, because the Democrat Party now is now a Marxist party. It's vindictive. It has no qualms about using the government against its enemies. The Republicans don't normally do that. They are much more gentlemanly, much more naive, though. The Democrats want to win at all costs, but the Republicans want to win if it's not too inconvenient.
Right.
You know,
Lindsey Graham pointed that out during the hearings of Kavanaugh. You know, he called them out for their lust for control and power. He said, I hope you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it, and they're exercising, and we saw it on full display the other night with the censorship of Paul Gosar, as you said. And, how soft and mushy leader Kevin McCarthy was in a defense response. I mean, if you thought anybody should defend him, it should have been Steve Stephen Scalise himself, who, you know, is still injured and knows what it is to have, you know, a political attack and what it represents. And he could have easily spoken to that very passionately instead of, you know, crying and complaining that, oh, there's two levels of enforcement within our government. Of course there is. We all know that. But the Republicans, to your point, have got to find a backbone and be able to push back. Otherwise, the Democrats are continuing to get away with this. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Trevor after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Testimonies from listeners indicate that the Lord is moving throughout Thailand, where the Tide Ministry is sharing the hope of Christ in the Isan language. In addition to regular radio broadcasts, we are also utilizing other methods to share the gospel in an area entrenched in Buddhism. Things like gospel messages accompanied by video and illustrations on a YouTube channel, or shorter devotionals shared on social media and popular messaging apps, all increase the opportunities for people throughout Thailand to be exposed to the gospel. The Great Commission is a mandate, and we here at the Tide Ministry find great joy in this work that the Lord has given us, and we look forward to seeing what else God has in store for Thailand. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We're back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with the one and only Trevor Loudon, the New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, we had to go to break real quick here, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to what we said just right before we went to the break.
Yeah, look, Paul Gosar did nothing wrong. Michelle Bachmann did nothing wrong. Rep. Steve King did nothing wrong when all of them were thrown under the bus by the Republican Party when they got a little bit of heat from the Democrats. Republicans need to stand up for their own. They should. They spend more time criticizing their own than they do calling out the Democrats for their communism, their tyranny, their thug tactics. You know, this is a party led by cowards. The grassroots are brave, they're constitutionalists, they're patriots, and they're led by cowards, and that's a shame.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that's the shoe that they're wearing, and that is really clear and is quite evident, the way they allowed this to be railroad. I mean, this was a railroad job on Gosar. I mean, it didn't go through the Ethics Committee.
He's a great representative. He's a patriot. And because he puts a meme out there, which was perfectly legitimate, and the left attacked him, the Republican leadership caved and cried and, you know, wept and threw him under the bus.
Trevor, for the sake of our audience, that you know, because that meme got canceled pretty quickly and everything, and all they had to understand was what the narrative was coming from the mainstream media, from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Explain to our audience the meme. What did it say or demonstrate?
Well, it just got out of my head. So I read it yesterday. I thought, wow, this is perfectly innocuous. But you put me on the spot. I just can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just right now.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll bring
it. I tweeted about it. I put it out there, but it's just got out of my head.
Okay, when it comes back to your head, just we'll pause. We'll pick it up otherwise, because I want our audience to have some clarity on this, because I think there's some misunderstanding as to what the genesis was, that it came probably from his staff. It wasn't necessarily, from him directly, some other things that, and this was a meme that had been put out. Interestingly enough, I think it originated from the Chinese, I believe, if I'm remembering it correctly. But go ahead.
Yeah, it was basically a picture of, a sort of Godzilla type thing. And somebody put the picture of AOC over the head of Godzilla. And, he was talking about fighting and defeating the socialist Godzilla. And that was interpreted as a threat, as a threat against AOC's physical well-being. And it was nothing. You see similar things every day, and you see a heck of a lot worse coming from the Democrats, But they seize on every opportunity, and all the Republicans had to do is stand up and say, defend their man, and it would have been fine. But no, they caved.
Well, I'm glad you clarified it, because when I saw Trevor, I said, what are they seeing in this? I mean, it was like an ink blot test or something. And, of course, AOC was the same one that was, she said after the January 6th, alleged insurrection. I hate to use that word. I mean, that's their word, because they want to add drama to the whole deal, that she was so afraid that she was going to be attacked and raped and that sort of thing. I think that she just wants to create too much importance for herself.
Well, that's right. We've just had, we had a year of pro-Chinese communists, Black Lives Matter, burning cities all across America. Then we have a few people taking selfies in the Capitol building. They shouldn't have been there. They were stupid. They let themselves be led into a trap. Right. But it was hardly comparable. That was no insurrection. The Black Lives Matter rioting, that was insurrection.
Exactly.
They all got off pretty much scot free, whereas
look at the dollar.
They're still hunting down these people who took selfies.
Yeah, and the dollar damage consideration between the two, what Black Lives Matters did in terms of level of dollars of destruction versus what happened there on January 6th, I think it was, you know, less than $50,000 of damage, I think is what they estimated. So it was minuscule compared to what Black Lives Matter did on Washington, D.C., in almost burning down churches, pulling down statues, doing all these things that supposedly, I think an FBI agent or somebody associated with the FBI, he got in trouble because he was taking a picture near a statue. So it's like, what? It's absurd.
Look, there's a double standard of justice. We've just seen this with Paul Gosar's case. You know, we've seen Maxine Waters say some horrific things, you know, urging people to harass Republican Congress members, etc., physically harass them. Urging them to do that. No censure, no criticism, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. And you've had the squad. You have the squad, you know, speaking in terms that were very antithetical and uncivil. And, you know, here AOC is talking about having a level of civility. Well, you know, then go be that civility that you want everybody else to exercise, right?
Yeah. Well, that's right. But this is what we have to face. We are in a revolution. You know, we are in a period where all the institutions are being overturned in preparation for a socialist communist state. So lies are truth. Truth are lies. Black is white. White is black. Up is down. Down is up. Everything the government tells us to worry about is probably false. And everything they ignore or tell us to do is probably extremely dangerous. That's what a revolution is, and we are in one now.
Exactly. Trevor, initially we were going to talk about the enemies within the church. We're going to have you back to talk about that because we only got about 3 minutes, to really, give us a general quick overview about this documentary, The Enemies Within the Church. Tell our audience about this.
Well, it's just been released. You can go to it on enemieswithinthechurchmovie.com. You can download it, order the DVDs. It's going like crazy right now, like hotcakes with no advertising. It is the Marxist infiltration of the churches. And I'm talking historical. I'm talking right now with the so-called woke movement. It's in the evangelical churches. It's in the Baptists. It's in the mainstream church. It's in the Catholic church. This is Marxism posing as Christianity, and it's changing American Christianity, and that's going to have a massive flow-on effect into the culture and the politics. This movie shocks even me. This movie will shock people like nothing that's been released, and I urge every American to see this.
Well, and it stands to reason, as you and I have discussed before, Trevor, I mean, the nature of man is such that we're designed for worship. And what this is the big exchange of the lie of the real God versus their God that they're presenting. They're taking a little bit of the truth. This is what Marxism is good at doing. They repackage the things that we understand as people of faith, but this is where discernment is so critical these days to understand what is behind all this, whether it's Black Lives Matter. I mean, I remember when it came into our church, you know, I warned the priest. I said, do you understand who Black Lives Matter really represents? And, you know, it sounds good on the outside, but this is a Trojan horse. Well, he looked at me like I was, you know, speaking some foreign language. He did not understand. And I'm curious today if he has a better understanding as a result of what we know now about Black Lives Matter than what we knew about Black Lives Matter a year ago.
Yeah, well, this is a Chinese-backed communist operation designed to destroy America. And you have churches taking a knee to these people. You know, critical race theory, social justice, these are both Marxist items. These are both Marxist concepts. And they are sweeping through American churches. And the young pastors coming out of the seminaries and the Bible colleges are absolutely indoctrinated with this stuff.
Yes.
The Bible colleges today are where the universities were 5 years ago. They're pretty much Marxist. Not all of them yet, but they're well on the way to having a general sweep through the institutions. And that's going to have massive effect on our culture, our politics, our religion, everything.
powerful documentary you don't want to miss, enemieswithinthechurch.com. That's where you want to go, enemieswithinthechurch.com. Trevor Loudon, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Have a great holiday, and we look forward to talking more down the road, okay? Take care.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Waukesha Christmas Parade murder suspect Daryl Brooks Jr. made bail twice in Wisconsin this year, despite having a warrant out of Nevada for a sex offense after getting a 15-year-old pregnant. Two separate Wisconsin judges freed him on low-cost bail. Five people were killed, four dozen injured, when it's alleged Mr. Brooks took to the parade on Sunday. Waukesha District Attorney Susan Upper planned to bring formal homicide charges Tuesday afternoon to Mr. Brooks. President Biden said the Department of Energy will release 50 million barrels of oil held in the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve as Americans pay more for gas now than they have in years. Biden also said China, India, Japan, the Republic of Korea, and the United Kingdom will tap their reserves too. The 56-year-old daughter of Malcolm X, Malika Shabazz, was found dead Monday in her Brooklyn, New York home. WABC-TV is reporting the death did not appear to be suspicious. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got Jeff Kemp with us talk about the season of Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holiday period that's coming up here, and we are still trying to connect with him, and as soon as we do, then we'll talk about this season of gratitude that starts with Thanksgiving and continues through the Christmas season when God came down from heaven to give us the ultimate forever gift of salvation. Jeff Kemp, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill, and everyone listening. We do have much to be thankful for.
Yeah, without a doubt. I love this season because, when you go back to the early foundings, back to the Pilgrims in the 1600s, when they celebrated the first Christmas, I mean, all that led into that, Jeff, you think about it. Here they were, coming to, this new land with a hope and a prayer. And, they spent, I think, 12 years in preparation before they got on the boats coming to America. But it was all bathed in prayer and revelation of God. They really wanted to study who God was, and if they were going to do something as dramatic as leave their homeland, they wanted to make sure they were in the will of the Father, didn't they?
Certainly. And I mean, faith was countercultural for them, and they were leaving a persecution, and they wanted to worship, and they wanted to shape their own families the way God wanted to shape them. But think about the incredible risks they took traveling across that ocean in those little wooden ships with none of the technology or provisions that we have these days. And these were courageous, courageous people. They must have known that they were souls who lived for eternity, and to risk their physical body wasn't the most terrible risk ever. You know what I mean? I mean, they used to have babies die frequently. Most of their kids didn't live. We today have things pretty soft, and we're complaining about, you know, one or two things going wrong.
Exactly. It's like a hangnail by comparison. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But this was the price they paid and the promise they made to God. You know, God, if you will, we will. And they did. And after that first year, I mean, half of the people that went over had died, you know, from disease. And here it is, you know, in much the same way, I guess, comparatively, we can look back on this pandemic, these pandemic years that we've experienced and the loss of, you know, our loved ones during this period of time. Well, the pilgrims lost loved ones, and they still found it within themselves to be thankful for God, you know, and here it is that they gave us the example of the first Thanksgiving coming together. I mean, with the, you know, I mean, you talk about diversity. Here it is, the, you know, they're meeting with the, you know, the people that were endemic to the land.
The land completely different. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and here they come together and thanking God, you know, for their survival and also their future, because their faith didn't stop right there at Plymouth Rock. It had to continue, obviously, or we wouldn't be where we were, where we are today, would we?
No. I think, you know, to come back into 2021 and approaching 2022, for us, there is something great to be gained by looking at the sacrifices made, the faith that they made their decisions upon, the courage that they showed, the resilience that they showed, and then put that with the basic biblical context that says, you know, in Jesus' words, in this world, you will have difficulty and hardship and trouble, but do not fear, do not be dismayed. I have overcome the world. So this world, we got to realize, is fallen. And in this modern era, we've advanced so much in our technology and learning and, you know, philosophies and such, that humanity has gotten proud and thought, well, we can perfect things. So we should never have anything go wrong. And there shouldn't be a single death from COVID. And we shouldn't have any person who doesn't have money from the government at this moment in time. And we can make humanity, you know, perfected and create world peace, and we can fix the climate. No, we are human. We are so powerful. The arrogance is ridiculous. And I'm for progress, and I'm for advancement. But the problem is, we've advanced so far that we've gotten very arrogant, and we are soft, and we stop thanking God when we are looking at the things that we don't have. And there's a fundamental truth that the Bible says, in all things give thanks. And in Romans 8, it says, all things, everything, absolutely all things, will work together for God's good, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Even the bad and heinous and terrible things. Think of the terrible nature of the Holocaust. And yet, out of that time, the Jewish people came back to their homeland and established Israel. In 1947, they were abandoned by the world and about to be attacked. And miraculously, their little army made a surprise attack and defended themselves, and they maintained their nation. Well, how about the way George Washington was miraculously saved as he led that ragtag army through that long, Revolutionary War. And we beat Britain, the greatest power on earth, so to establish a nation based on religious freedom and God's principles. We have to be thankful for everything that happens, knowing that God works it together for good. Cancer isn't, yippee. But no, be grateful to the God that is with you in the cancer. Be grateful for what he's teaching us in this tough situation. And look for his big picture. That kind of gratitude will create people that are more resilient and can spread the faith to the next generation.
Jeff, and the thing is that this is an individual experience. And what happens sometimes with government, they think corporately, like you said. And in that process of doing, and becoming so arrogant that they think that they can fix everything, that they deprive an individual of their victory, of their experience. Because, so much of life is personal. And we live it one at a time. And, God understands that God has the capacity to deal with us one at a time. And the government, the only way that they could possibly think of it is they have to come up with a one-size-fits-all sort of approach. But that's what was so unique about this American idea, was the responsibility of self-rule and self-responsibility, came into play. And they turned the org chart on its head. Instead of starting at the top with a king, they started at the top with we the people.
Wow. I read a great article, actually about a friend of my dad's and mine, Bob Woodson. It was in the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, yeah. I like
within
Bob.
The last weeks. And Bob's philosophy of helping people in inner cities, which he's been doing ever since the Civil Rights Revolution, when he was on the more radical side until he saw the unhealth of that movement, and that they wouldn't allow people freedom and school choice and other things. And he says the solutions in the crises are in the people in the community at the local zip code that folks turn to. Find the people that love God and are resilient. Let them be empowered to solve problems. Let's be grateful all the time for the God who works all things together for good, for those who love him and are called for his glorious purpose.
Jeff, I think that this could be a real special season that we're about to enter into. And this is why I just think that this attitude of gratitude is so precious, because this is the key for us to really appreciate all that God has given us. And, of course, the crowning touch of it all was his son coming to earth to save us. I think this could be a real revolution of thought and idea and love, for one another this season. If we will just open up our hearts and be grateful, for this country and for everybody that's in it, regardless of political persuasion. Because, as one said, we've never met a mere mortal. When you think that we're made in the image of God, it's pretty significant, isn't it? 5 seconds left.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Happy Thanksgiving to all. Jesus is the great.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the Good News Girl, yes, from Sam's Corner. Samantha Mao joins us now with the latest viral videos. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You all ready for Thanksgiving? Everything's all set up, all the mashed potatoes, the turkey, yams, everything?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm extra excited because, you know, last year we didn't get to do our regular Thanksgiving because everybody had concerns about COVID and whatnot. And we usually have a large extended family. So
right. This
is the first time in 2 years we're all able to get together.
You get to taste all those special traditional family secret recipes, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has their own special dish that they bring. And, you know, I've already stopped eating so I can prepare. So I can prepare myself to go ahead and enjoy all this Thanksgiving. I hope you're looking forward to an exciting one, too.
I know. Don't you just love that? There's just something tradition about food coma. You know, it's just amazing, you know, how that goes. But especially, like you say, the traditional, you know, secret family recipes, how they come out. I just look forward to those as well. So it's lots of fun. Hey, this first story that you've got to share with us is year six. What do we got? Year 16, who was accidentally invited to Grandma's Thanksgiving, keeps the tradition going. What's all this about?
That's right. You and I actually covered this story back in 2016. It was a grandma. She was texting her son. She thought she was texting her 24-year-old grandson, and it ended up being a young guy named Jamal. So Wanda Dinch was the one sending the message. She's the grandma, and then Jamal Hinton. I believe he was 16 years old when this first happened. He was the one who got the text, and it's it was really quite a funny exchange because, you know, they start sending pictures to each other. It's like, this isn't your grandson, and she's white, and he's black. So it was, like, funny when they're exchanging the pictures. Like, definitely not your grandson, and, like, laughing and joking. And he's like, well, this is 6 years ago. He's like, well, can I still come? And, you know, just kind of joking around. But one is like, actually, yeah, you know, I'd love for you to come. And so they get together, and they've done it every year since, which I just love.
That is so cool. Yeah, I remember talking about that. So there it is. Thank you for reminding me. What a sweet story. And and this is the deal. And people want to say that, you know, this country is a racist nation, and you know, so much prejudice. But when something like this is taking place, and this is kind of an organic response, a natural response to a fellow human being. And look at this tradition that they've established. And there's probably a lot of other people going, well, I wish some grandmother would send me some errant message and I could hook up with them regardless of my background or race, color, or creed, right?
Well, and, you know, actually, Wanda grew up a military kid, and she was talking about, you know, she always realized that you could kind of make family, and it wasn't just the blood that you're related to. And I know that her and Jamal have become, like, family, too. She even lost her husband last year, and Jamal had kept the public updated with what was going on with Wanda and her husband. Both got sick from COVID-19, and her husband ended up passing away. But, you know, last year, even with that loss, they still continue this tradition. And I just think it's really beautiful to see people kind of make families, you know, like you said, somebody's wanting a grandma out there to invite them. I think if you ever have the chance to do that, you should. It's a great idea. It might start a new tradition that kind of changes your whole life.
You know, and Sam, you just touched on something that, you know, there are so many people, you know, around the world who lost a loved one to COVID or a COVID-related infection. And and that's, you know, that is heartbreaking, no doubt. And you can only empathize or sympathize depending on your own personal experience that they've gone through. And it's a very, very tough time. And it reminds me, and I was talking with Jeff Kemp just a moment ago about this, is that when the pilgrims came here first in the first Thanksgiving, I mean, remember, half of the people that came across the Atlantic to come to this new country, to come to America, they lost half within the first year. And here it is, the capstone of that year was Thanksgiving, you know, with the people that were there living on the land. And I mean, they still found it within their hearts to thank God in the midst of the tragedy and the heartbreak and missing loved ones and that. I mean, children, wives, husbands, all lost in that first year. I mean, half of their company was lost, but they still came together in Thanksgiving. And I share that as an encouragement for people who are carrying with them a heavy heart, you know, because of the pandemic and the effects of it. And please know our prayers are with you, as they are, you know, for all of us for this holiday season, that in the midst of this personal pain and loss, that they can find a place in their heart where they can still, you know, have a heart of thanksgiving and gratitude. You know, I've often said about people that we lose, you know, sometimes, you know, if they weren't so doggone good, we wouldn't miss them so much, right?
Oh yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you hate to have you. It's so hard to lose somebody, and then you're just thankful, you know, thankful to have loved them and been loved by them, and you wouldn't have it any other way except for, you know, they'd still be here. But like you wouldn't go with that, you know, you wouldn't miss the love for anything. Exactly. So I do think it's important. I do think it's like such a great holiday. It's such a great idea. You know, I know this is an American holiday especially, but I think having a holiday focused on gratitude, it's just it's a positive thing. And there's always something to be thankful for.
Yeah, I keep saying it sets up the season, really. You know, if you go into the season with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving, I mean, it really adds to the dimension and the real reason of what Christmas is all about. This next story that you have to share with us is about a hero driver who sacrifices his own car to save another driver who happens to be having a seizure. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Henry Timmermans, this is in the Netherlands, actually, and this was caught on dash cam of a driver riding behind him and this woman who was having a seizure. So what happens is Henry drives by and he sees this woman is unconscious in her car, but she's going down the highway, you know, flying down the highway, unconscious in her car. She's had a seizure. And, you know, so he's trying to figure out, she starts rolling onto the grass. And, you know, what can you do in that situation? You want to stop her, you know, not just to save her, but anybody else that she might come across. So this is a dangerous situation. And exactly. She can't do anything about it. So he decides to pull up, you know, just without thinking about it, he pulls up in front of her with his own car, and he stops and lets her hit him. And he ends up getting out of the car and getting to the woman, and the guy behind him with the dash cam pulls up and they get the woman out, and within 10 minutes the ambulance has come and she's going to be okay. She suffered a few broken ribs, but it could have been a lot worse. And I just, to see a straight, and you know, him and the guy that was driving behind him ended up knowing each other from 25 years before, so it was kind of
isn't that crazy? Wow. What a crazy story. Well, this next story is about a video of talking about a brave young girl, 9-year-old girl. She's fighting off a thug robbing her mother. She says, well, I had to fight back because I had to save my mom. Is this amazing?
That's right. So when you hear the story, when I first read the story, I'm like, well, how much could a 9-year-old fight back? Well, this little girl, her name is Journey. Her mom, so in the video, you can see what's happening. You can see her and her mom kind of going to the car, and this guy runs towards her mom and is assaulting her and is like, give me your purse. I'm going to have to knock you. And without missing a beat, you just see this little tiny girl run up, and she starts punching this guy, and like she literally starts punching this grown man, this 29-year-old man, it turns out, in the face. He's still got the mom's purse, but as he's running away with the purse, Journey chased him 4 houses down. She chased him until she lost him. And, you know, this girl has the heart of a hero. She didn't even think twice. If you see the video, it's just,
I bet
he was stunned.
This is a future mama bear, I'm telling you, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah,
can you imagine what she's going to be like?
Her mom's like, well, we told her not to chase them, next time because it could be somewhat dangerous. But, you know, to have that kind of instinct, I think that's just something that is born inside of you. And, you know,
without a doubt.
She's really a hero.
Yeah, this next story is about a Ring camera that happens to catch a jogger rescuing pets from a California house fire. What happened here?
Yeah, so this is in Scotts Valley, California. A jogger was running by. He wishes to remain anonymous, but he's running by. And he sees that there's smoke coming out of this neighbor's house. And he's like, he doesn't know them, but he stops and he rings the Ring doorbell with a video camera. And the owner is not home, but she's like, she gets the you know, notification about the Ring, and she's like, oh my gosh, you know, we have pets in there. They had 2 dachshunds, a cat, and a rabbit inside. And she tells the Good Samaritan that was jogging by, she gives him the code to her house, and there's video of him rescuing the animals. He calls the police, he goes in himself, and he pulls the animals out, and thanks to his quick actions, not only were the animals saved, but the fire was contained to just the garage in the house. And,
this final story, we got about 40 seconds left for this one, Sam, about a dad dies hugging his daughter in a plane crash, saves her life, right?
That's right. So Mike Perdue is the father of this 11-year-old girl. He was among the 4 people that killed, and she was the sole survivor. Her name's Lainey, and the last thing she remembers when the plane was going down is her dad just giving her one of these bear hugs, just holding her tight, I'm sure, in an effort to protect her, which he did. You know, they think that's how she ended up surviving, and it's just a miracle, and it's such a tragedy to lose an amazing dad. But she will always be left with what he did for her, and that he loved her, and
exactly.
She's expected to make a recovery.
That's a wrap right there. Samantha Mao, happy Thanksgiving.
Like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something?